I got it. The one's relevant. The other one we did yesterday. We saw yesterday the first mahalach in matzah being lechem oini was that the metzius of geula, the metzius of anias is that a person doesn't have anything but his very self. And the meila, geula means the process where a person is not dependent on anything but himself. And for the moment of geula, he has to be menatik himself. So the way he says it, it comes out like this, that the lowest level is when a person is zokuk terashirus. If the person's metzius is dependent on his self and something else, so then it's a lower darga, that's shibut. The second darga, he's menatik himself, and that's geula. So geula is where a person is menatik and he's aimit b'sus atzmoy. And then the higher level is when a person is a ben chayrin, he makes use of other things not because he's a zakuk, but rather because he's able to amplify his own metzias. Like we gave him much with a car. When a person needs a car, so he's much worse off than someone who doesn't need a car, then the person frees himself by weaning himself off, and then he's able to use it. That was the basic. Now he says a second nekuda, a deeper nekuda, that it's not only that oini is a hechetimtza, which is the first mahalaf, but intrinsically there's a mailutit. V'oiteida. It's in the second column. V'oiteida echamatze shilechem oini shayech ala geula. V'ze ki ha'oni she'en loy dava. An ani doesn't have anything, so he is a pashut. Even though it's considered chisar in this world, this is it's a deep connection he says over here, and it's important to try to understand it. If we're to describe the major difference between the world before the Bria to the world after the Bria. The world before the Bria was Hashem Echad, and there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Kulay Toiv, Kulay HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Echad. What happened in this world is not that the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be changed, and cannot be destroyed, and cannot be added on. It's not Shayach HaShinui Klat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what changes in the world is that the Ha'ara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes divided into a lot of different aspects. The muscle for that would be like a prism with sunlight. The sunlight is one color, it's one light, and then when it comes, when you break it through a prism, it turns into a lot of different lights, and if you recombine all those colors, you get back again the sunlight, the same sunlight. So this world, when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, it means that the world is a world that's broken into a lot of pieces, and that's why any piece that you pick up is not really, in a certain sense, it's Avodah Zarah. The Ramban uses a lot of times an expression to describe Avodah Zarah. He calls it Mekatzitz Benetiyus. It's like when you chop off a branch. If a person grabs onto a doctor and says, "Oh, the Yeshua, he heals." A person grabs onto Ishtadlus and says, "Oh, Ashirus." Any time a person grabs onto anything as a prat. So by grabbing it as a prop, he's automatically snapping off from the sheirish, and he's getting only a prop. So the major difference between the world as it was, let's say, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before there was a Bria, and the Bria is the chilik between Ribui and Niyot. An expression of it is, Chazal say, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Elamim, that the world was created with Yud and with Hey. So the Yud is the way Olam Haba was created, and Hey is this world was created. So Chazal say, why Yud was Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, Menachas, because it's a small letter, and there are not many people that make the Olam Haba, basically like that. It's not only the Pshat, there aren't many people. The Yud is a letter that has no parts to it. Every letter, if you'll take a look in the Kuntres, in the Mishnah Berurah, every letter is described in terms of parts. This is a vav with a gimel. This is a two vavs, this is two zions. This is every letter is really built with plaques. The only letter that's not built with anything is a yud. A yud is a dot. it's a splotch of ink. That's basically a yud. There's the nyanam on the outer shape, but mitzad the tzura, it's a tzura pshuta moed. Let's go one more step with it. In chachma of the world, there are two directions of chachma in what keilu, what the mahalach of chachma is. There's a mahalach of technology, which goes like this. You start with simple things around. You keep building one on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, until you get to a very, very complex and extraordinarily useful and capable machine, like a computer. You just keep cramming more and more circuits together, and the more circuits you have closer together, working in tandem, you get quicker calculations and much more information in one shot. So the mahalach of technology is a mahalach of from the simple to the complex. Adrabe, you start with things that are simple. A wheel moves. You can roll a wheel, but you want to have somebody sit on top of the wheel. You want to have somebody control the wheel. You want to have two wheels. You want to have somebody... you keep making the thing, and the chshivas lies in the harkava shebedava. That is that chshivas. There's an opposite direction. Let's say somebody picks up a work of philosophy that explains the world. The more complicated and difficult it is, the more you get a feeling that this can't be right. I mean, you don't say it. It's not intellectual to say like that. You say, oh, it's terribly deep. But the more you feel the person has to put patches on a sevara, if you need 950 unintelligible pages to explain the world, somewhere along the line you feel he missed the boat. He's not explaining the world. He's making it a lot more complicated. The chachma is always lies when the person is able to take a lot of complex situations and say, but really these are all expressions of one simple truth. A lot of times you fall short and you oversimplify, or and then you miss the boat also. But the gewaldike, the amkus in that direction lies in the way you simplify and boil everything down to one thing. The same thing even in science, in sort of, let's say, theoretical physics, where people are trying to understand what's the sheirish of everything, why does everything work, you're trying harder and harder to simplify different things to make it one havana. And man instinctively tries to grasp, to head towards the simple theory, because somehow you have, I mean, a lot of the chachma that we assume, to, for instance, the assumption that we have about the planets, about everything circulating, the sun, and the system, the solar systems we have, is not the only explanation. You could work out a dozen theories on how it works, because no one's seen anything move. But there's an instinctive human nature that the simplest system that will explain it all is probably the truth. Even though it doesn't say any place like that. But it's almost elementary. So you have two directions of chachma. You have a direction of chachma where the more you markiv. So the two terms are called pshitus and hakava. Pshitus means simplified, and hakava means complex. I want to explain one important nekuda that it's not that people make a mistake. When somebody says the beauty of simplicity over something that's complex, if the pshat in the simplicity is because you're not dealing with the issues of complexity, so then the pshat is you're a shoyte, then you're a simpleton. It's not a gevaldike hara of chachma, but it's fakir. The person, it's like somebody, when somebody's learning pashat pshat in the Gemara because he didn't ask any of the kashas in the Gemara, it's like, I had a chavrus of mine who was a tremendous Yagir Vomel. He used to be medayik a lot, and medaktik a lot, and say svaras. And he learned with somebody who was not a very big bakishan. The guy was really a simple person. And he couldn't see any problems. You know, he kept going weiter. So, and my chavrus, he was learning with a different seder, kept annoying him with all the shilas and gribbling and the yukim. So the guy turns to my chavrus, my friend, and he says, you know, while you're working so hard to squeeze out a little bit of orange juice, I'm eating the orange. In other words, you're kvetching out a little bit. So he turned to him and said, yeah, he said, with the peel and the pits. There's a pashtus that means you haven't scratched the surface yet. It's like the tam, you know, tam is, everything is whole. He hasn't cracked open anything yet. So you have the first, so you have a direction of Chachma that's towards Harkava, which to us is the easier way to see Chshivas. In this world, whatever is more complex is Chashiva, it required more Chachma. And then we have an opposite direction, where the more things are simple, the more you're able to take out a simple thread of all the different inyanim, that's the Chshivas. So those are two opposite directions. How do you give the coordinates of this direction? Which way is more chashav hakava? Which way is more chashav pashtus, pshitus? The answer is, when a person is looking towards this world, which is ramifications, then the more something is murkav, the more chashav it is. This world is a world of olam vasiyah, and the shrushim have to become fruit. A fruit is where the eight takes all the different minerals and waters it has and makes a fruit out of it. So the direction, an olam hazadik direction, is a direction of the more complex something is, the more chashav it is. The opposite direction, when a person is trying to be aimed on the sheirish advarim, where does it come from? So the more simple it is, the more pasha, the pshitus it is, the more chashav it is. That is the opposite direction. We don't live, our Pashat HaHavana is a Havana where the more murk of something is, the more chashav it is. The Havana that Pshitus has a Chshivas is not really easily understood by a person. It's not something easily the head. So like this. The normally Harkava is more chashav. When a person is market, there's a Gemara. The Gemara is like this. That you have to know. The Gemara says that there was a Reichel that was selling. He was going around saying, whoever wants a life-giving portion should come buy it. Mande boyachaye should come here. So they came running to him. So he said, don't speak lashon hara, because it says miyishah chafetz chayim avyom neirastayim tzav lashon chamos vechem davim mirma. So I forgot who it was that said, one of the Amorim said, that I knew this, v'lo yadati heichanu pashut. I never understood how pashut it is. What's the pshat? The Amorim skipped pashut pshat, they went to the Lomdus right away. You have a few places like that. Eina mikra itzim nepshutai. What does eina mikra itzim nepshutai mean? So the Amorim says that eina mikra itzim nepshutai doesn't mean that you shouldn't forget pshat when you go to the Lomdus. What it means is, you have to take the lumdis and bring it back to the pshat again. You have to the first step is to take it apart and to say you really don't understand it. You need this far, this far, this far, this kasha, this kasha, that. It becomes a very complicated thing. The second step is to say be'etzim, even though it's very complicated, but really all the pieces fit together and it's really one thing. It's not a puzzle of 1,000 pieces, it's really one picture. That's the second phase of Havan in the head. But so normally, on the normal circumstances in this world, it's Harkava is more chashav. He says, "Mikolka pshitus maila hu mitzad olam apashut ve'im Harkava." In this matziv, pshitus is more chashav. Ubalayla zeh, he says, in the night of Pesach, hayitzvichim ala geula, v'loy hoisa hageula mitzad olam hazeh shu olam amurkav, rak mitzad olam elyon apashut. The geula did not have any mahalach in this world. And this is part of what Chazal say. There was no process that led up to Geula, so you couldn't say that the Geula was because all the pieces had fallen into place. It was rather because this was the Rotzen Elyon, the Etzem, that Klal Yisrael be Am Hashem. So since the Geula was not of a this worldly nature, so therefore the Chshivos was rather Mitzar Elam El Poshet. Rav says another interesting remez someplace. It says in Chazal that all the geulas come, all the lashonis of geula incorporate the last letters of a pasuk. The last letters, manzapach, mem pokrit pokadati, ish tzemach shmoy. Chazal go through that every one of the psukim dealing with Mashiach and a goyel carries in itself a letter of the five letters manzapach. So what's the yichud of these oisis? So the Maral says, because all the letters are really Bale Harkov, all the letters are made to be sorted out and to be put together in different ways. The five letters that can't be put together in any way are these five last letters of Manzupach. You can only put them in one place and they close the word. They don't have any mahus mitzaratzmam. They don't have any hakava. So Geula always comes mitzad the pshitas. And again, the way we described it is it has to be that way. Because Geula is the process where things come back to the way they were before. When we speak about Lasid Lavay, when the world will be brought together again, it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have made a tremendously complex, wonderful world out of all the bits and pieces all around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be machzer everything, and you'll realize that this is what it was really l'chatchila. The chokhmah is not, a good psychologist is not someone that can fadrei a person's cup and add on a complicated personality. It's someone that can be oymed on the person's real metzias, and then the middle of the pieces come together. The geula is always an akuda where you had the original pshitas beforehand. There's I don't remember who says it. I thought I once heard it b'shem the grow. It's not. I think one of our Moses said, could be the Dalton from Kelum. He said there's pshat, and there's amkus, and then there's pshat again. That was the word. In other words, everything has to come back to the Kudah of Pashtus because